So it's Dr. Leah's Day. It's Wednesday, and Dr. Leah has been joining us for a long time, helping us through all of our questions about how do we stay healthy. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, guys.
I know. Just way to start this off.
I
have to get her going.
Well, she hasn't stopped since I walked in. I'm telling you. This one has had, and you have to hear about this, and let me tell you about that, and if you saw this. And she gets me on one tangent. She starts on Samantha's hair. She never finishes about Samantha's hair, and she's already discussed two other topics. I finally said, Pam, what is about Samantha? Oh, yeah, Samantha's hair. It's like, okay.
You're big movies tomorrow.
I know, so that's why I'm all excited. But what's our tip today, Dr. Leah?
Well, this tip can be a little bit difficult to talk about for some people. In fact, it's a very common problem, but people don't like to discuss it. It's constipation.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if they talk about that in Sex and the City, if then we'll be more comfortable.
Yeah.
So it's true. People really don't talk about either one. Constipation or irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, it's really a hard topic.
Well, our bowels, you know, we want to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
We want to talk about them.
That's
right. Funny, because I'm always asking patients, you know, tell me what your bowel movements are like, and they look at me like,
do I have
what?
To?
Yeah. I said, I ask you because it tells me about digestion.
Right.
I mean, are you digesting well?
Right.
But at the same time, when people are constipated a lot, you're reabsorbing toxins that you shouldn't be. You need to be getting rid of some every day. And for women with PMS, and irritability and stuff before their menstrual period, when you're constipated, you're reabsorbing some of your estrogen metabolites, and that can make your PMS worse. So you want to get everything going. And one of the ways in which to do that is magnesium.
Magnesium?
Magnesium. You take magnesium, probably about 400 or 600 milligrams before bed. It not only will help relax your muscles and help you sleep, but it also gets the bowels moving, which is really important. So sometimes people are so deficient in magnesium that they take that amount and they're like, well, I don't notice anything. I'll just take more. And then they end up getting diarrhea because too much magnesium will cause diarrhea. So you don't want that happening.
So 400...
400 to 600 is a good amount to start with.
At night before bed?
That's enough for people.
With food or does it matter?
With a snack. Having a little snack is fine, but I have people that take it on an empty stomach and do just fine as well.
Well, that's a wonderful, because there is a lot of people, especially as we get older and the menopause issues and hormones aren't exactly right, and that can be an issue, and it doesn't feel good when that's going on, because you don't feel good.
And I've heard stories of just days and ends that people go without going.
And this does the trick.
And magnesium is really helpful. It can take a few days sometimes because if you're so deficient, your body's using it up really fast. Sometimes I'll have people take a little bit of herbal things, like some herbal laxatives, but have them be careful with them because some of them can cause cramping. If you look on the bottle of the herbal laxative and it says take three, take one or two and then take a little bit of magnesium with it because that will decrease the cramping. Because magnesium is great for like menstrual cramps, leg cramps, restless leg. You know, you take some before bed and it really helps to relax your muscles.
Oh, that's a good, really good tip because
you hear about people having restless legs.
Yeah, I always thought they needed potassium.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's important as well. But magnesium relaxes muscles. And that's another aspect of restless leg and just of general restlessness is magnesium deficiency.
Leah, this is a fantastic tip.
All about constipation and relaxing.
Well, you do need that to relax. Wow, that's wonderful. So 400 to 600 milligrams before bed, preferably with food.
And is there any special kind or just health food store?
Well, health food store magnesium. I mean, there's a lot of different types out there. And it depends, honestly, on your digestion, on how well you absorb it. I've had some people say, I've been taking that dose for a few days and nothing's happening, and it's probably because they're so deficient. You can go up from there if you need to, but even on 400 milligrams, some people will get loose bowels.
Okay. So, well, you want to start with 400, that's for sure.
Yeah, and just see if it does anything at all. And, if people have to use herbs or mild laxatives, I would recommend doing half the dose and then add magnesium to help move it along.
Wonderful.
That's
what
terrific.
A great tip. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Sure.
So let's let everyone know how to get a hold of you.
you at 425-452-9366. My website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and all my information's on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.
Have a great day.
You too.